15% do not believe the Bible is totally accurate. 34% said they have read the Bible once in the last week. And the reason I throw that survey in is, as we understand Christianity, and we look at that survey, we should see that most of the Protestant world no longer is understanding just the very basic tenets of Christianity. And therefore, they've opened themselves up for a deception. And we know that before the Sunday law, in those churches that have turned away from the Bible, there's going to be a counterfeit revival. And in order for a counterfeit revival to get underway, Satan would have to bring those other churches to the point to where they had no protection against a counterfeit revival, and the only protection against a counterfeit revival is the Word of God. And as you can see, those churches have surrendered their protection. Now, I would suggest to you that a good part of the generic term for the counterfeit revival is the charismatic movement. I wouldn't deny that. But I would suggest to you that there's one manifestation of the charismatic movement that is the icing on the cake of this counterfeit movement that precedes the Sunday law and the latter rain. This is a magazine from 1995 talking about holy laughter and the Toronto blessing. How many are familiar with holy laughter and the Toronto blessing? Now, one of the reasons that I point to this is because of the history of holy laughter. How many are familiar with what a holy laughter manifestation is? Raise your hands. No. Let me read you a little bit out of a book that was written by a non-participant in a holy laughter revival, but he went to the Toronto church where this manifestation really got off the ground and analyzed it, so he could give his evaluation on it for the rest of the Protestant world. And after he looked at it, by the way, he said he thought that it may be of God. And this is an authority in the Protestant world. And from pages 68 and 69, here's how he describes what goes on at a typical meeting like this in a church that's experiencing this revival that they call holy laughter. At a typical evening rally during ministry time, you can expect to see a large number in the crowd slain in the spirit, people simply falling backwards. Some people dance at this point during worship. Occasionally, one or two people will run during the service. These sometimes are called Jesus laps. Weeping is also common. One of the more controversial signs is holy laughter. People laugh during various parts of the worship, and this powerful experience of laughter can sweep the entire crowd, even during preaching time.